one law for them, another for us. The shock and horror currently being expressed by middle-class liberals about Johnson's threat to break international law is a bit late. For some years now, the UK has been in breach of Conventions 87 and 98 of the International Labour Organization, ILO, in respect of the right to strike, and unwarranted interference in the internal affairs of trade unions. The ILO is a United Nations body, bringing together trade unions, employers' organizations and governments, to formulate conventions and issue guidance on their implementation. More importantly, their decisions are part of the body of international law. I do not support Johnson's proposals, but just make the point that, if international law is so important, why hasn't the capitalist news media focused on these breaches? A cynic could be forgiven for concluding that international law under capitalism only matters when big business interests are threatened. Roger Bannister, Liverpool,